Hey guys, welcome. Happy Sunday. I hope you had a great weekend wherever you are in the world. Today, we are going to discuss on Tour Within podcast on my take on the Inktober so far, which I've been participating in. And I just posted day 8. Sketch, and I'm just going to talk about my experience about how it is, how it just feels, like coming from non-artist background. Like, I haven't painted for a while, neither I have, you know, used a rubber or draw anything. So, you know, when one is in a hectic schedule and someone like me who didn't opted for drawing as such as a direction to you know, express my creativity in, I loved doing this a lot. And my journey so far, until the day 8, like until today, has been great. Okay, and I'm just going to scroll through the few questions I've written down so that I can structure this podcast for you guys, where we are going to talk about where I have heard about Inktober first and all of those that jazz. Okay, so first and foremost, if you haven't checked out my Inktober, I'm going to attach all of my pictures I've drawn so far in the newsletter, which is candidgear.substack.com. I repeat, candidgear.substack.com. and alternatively, you can join on April Autumn Services on Instagram to scroll through the Inktober reels as well, whatever floats your boat. So now I invite you to join me while I ask a few questions to myself and answer them for you. So first and foremost, this Inktober is a challenge designed by an illustrator, an artist himself. His name is Jack Parker, and Inktober has been in this momentum, like it is in the momentum of, you know, getting artists get involved during October, like for a decade or so, I assume. Yeah, and more than that, and they don't only allow or invite people to join them on this challenge for free only in October, but they do have a challenge all year round, like weekly. Everybody can post one drawing, and it is really great to, you know, create a community of artists around who can, you know, who can develop the artistic sense, the way we observe things, the way we express ourselves. You know, as we grow older, I feel like the way we express around also changes. Like, nothing stays the same. Like, the way we expressed when we were like teen might be totally different than what we do right now, like complete different stuff. But when I heard of Inktober for the first time, like, I've came across this hashtag Inktober and artists developing their drawings and illustrations on Instagram for like quite some time. I mean, you know, even years now. But I was not inclined really to start anything from my side, you know. Like, I didn't even paint, or I don't draw that often, so my vocabulary of all drawing skills is very minuscule, right? Like, it's not like I'm not like into drawing very much, right? But like, I read about it, then this year something sparked interest in me, and I was like, yeah, I need to try it. This is something which I need to dive into, even though I'm a total amateur, and I love trying new things and I love challenges. And it doesn't matter if I am mature, it is like giving it a shot is definitely worth trying. It is a very blissful experience. Like, You know, I took some inspiration from internet videos, like how to draw a wave, how to draw a drip. Like, oh my god, it was so fun. And definitely, it was not at all, you know, like, it was not at all hard. I definitely giggled, cackled my way through the challenge so far. Like, even I drew some noses, ears, or whatever shapes and sizes and whatever. I had giggled my way through a lot. Like, I had my fun moments while drawing. It sure was some of my memorable achievements all through this Inktober season so far. And I know that there are many more certain memories coming my way, which are definitely magical. What I feel is that I am very excited about the prompt remove and beast, because I have something in my mind which is going to be very boom boom and bang bang sort of, and that is very exciting for me. So definitely Inktober was something I heard about on Instagram for sure, and all the illustrators, all the designers, and all the self-taught artists are really inspiring to scroll through. You know, their work is really fab. I really loved it. If you ask me where did I get my inspiration for drawings, is really through Insta post as well. Like, you know, I needed some reference to draw through, right? Now, when I drew a map for the prompt, I was like, yeah, I need to draw Dora, but I need to have something in front of me to draw a map, because no, I'm not that good at it. So for reference, I definitely used Insta for sure. I used of course Explorer, I mean Google, you know. So yeah, at the moment I did not came up with a theme for my artwork or sketches. I just went with the flow, really. Yeah. Went with this challenge was that I am 1 week ahead of this challenge right now. What I did was, like, started a bit earlier and just finished everything sort of, and now I just, you know, ink it with my pen, because the first sketch I drew with my pencil, of course. I am using Papercraft Diary here. I only have one pen, which is black, one sketch pen, which I tried for the first sketch, and a pencil, of course. And yeah, a scale here and there, and I just draw with it, and it is really fun. Like, the whole experience is really amazing. I'm very, very happy that I participated in Inktober 2023, and I look forward to participating in more of Inktober challenges as well. So yeah, the favorite place for me to draw was, like, my table only. I was like, yeah, I need to keep a posture very perfect, because, you know, while you're drawing, like, my hand is not very used to drawing very, you know, very, very elegant shapes, you know. So my elbow needs some help, you know, to guide it, and just, you know, just to have a good pressure on the same, like, not, like, penetrating the paper. You know, not pouring my weight on the paper, just, like, very decently drawing it was something I aspired to do. And it went really well. Yeah, and as a person, I'm not an artist, like, I'm not a painter or so, but as a person who is very inclined towards creative pursuits, I feel like it definitely honed my skills and the way I saw things, like the structure of it, the architecture of anything, the posture of anything. You know, it just gave me another layer of layer of gaze, you can say, the way we see things, like, you know, it is a totally different view now, of course, you know. The way I perceive things is definitely a bit different. The way I drew my sketch first, like the day first prompt, is totally different. Like, my hands are having some grasp on how to draw things now. Like, some things now, it is very flowy, you know, like it just floats nicely. Like on the first sketch or two, my hands were rigid, like they were not ready to move, like they were not ready to give my thought or the idea I'm seeing a way out of my hands, you know. Now whenever I have some thoughts, like I wanted to you know, interact the map and Dora together, so now I was able to do that now. Otherwise my mind and my hands were like, no, you just can't do it, like very rigid, while, you know, acting towards this design or drawing the prompt is for about all about. So definitely, you know, it just helped me to just get rid away of that rigid moment. Like, you know, like definitely you can make mistakes, you can rub it off, like, you know, you can see too many artists and this might be your style, so why quit exploring the fun part of it, right? So definitely that was a thing, and it definitely helped me a lot. And the illustration community is great. Like, it is like, after, you know, posting, it is like just going through the museum, or, you know, or everybody's sketches. It's so cute. Like, people from all over the world and all the backgrounds are coming forth and updating and posting. It's so fun. It's so much fun. Like, I love that side of community. I love that, you know, it is such a good experience to have. So yeah, for sure. So far, if I want to share my favorite artist which I came across due to Inktober, I'll just share Instagram handles over here, which is artilyoka.fashion. Beautiful sketches they have. All the time, you know, I'm just going through it. I'm like, wow, it's so cute. Then the second one I want to share is Mavart, MAV.ART_. She is a brilliant artist. She also takes commission, and her designs are really great. Like, her digital artwork illustrations are amazing. She does it with Procreate. I assume, like, yeah, she's from Canada or France. Yeah, and she is amazing. Like, her drawings are very good. Then the third one I want to share is, like, this person's captions are all good. Like, he's hilarious. He is a typography artist, and he uses a prompt to, you know, lay out the design of the typography, and his name is Adiorga. The spelling of the handle is Adiorga. He is brilliant. Okay, loved his work. And his captions are straight away fun, you know, you will just feel it very relevant, and he has that humor to it. Love his page a lot. And another one is Dizza Art. Okay, he has came up with a challenge which is called as Pinuptober. So you can see different designs of women. He loves to draw women, he says. And his Instagram handle name is DEUZA_ART. It's brilliant. He goes live to draw the prompts artwork. It's really great. I loved it a lot. And the next one is Anna's Artwork, ANNIS.ARTWORK. And she is brilliant. She is also a self-taught artist. So amazing. And the next one is Pop Dog. He is someone who is capturing the essence of the prompt and just creating it in a comic way style. His Instagram handle is _POP_DOG_. You can find his page and explore. And the next one, there are two more I'm gonna share, who, and the names are LuneArt_S, LuneArt_S. Brilliant artwork as well. who is sharing and, you know, participating in Inktober challenge. And the next page and the next person's Inktober artwork I loved were Ellie Mizu art. The Instagram handle is ELLIE.MIZUART. Brilliant. And she's also a self-taught artist. It's great. Like her way of putting it all in is brilliant. So definitely check these guys' pages out. Really inspiring illustrators for sure. They have created a personal universe and they have great minds. And I love to see what they have in store for the future projects as well. For anyone who feels like who wants to join the Inktober right now, they definitely can. So I definitely want you to, you know, I have this urge to tell you that. Get your pencils, doesn't matter if you don't have black ink, just get it and, you know, put it on the paper and, you know, you will just feel like very inspired and very artistic and very like creative for sure. Like if you're already a creative person, this will just, you know, it will just help you to get rid of some hang-ups, right? Like trying to have some inculcating some talents is not bad at all, and this will help you a lot. So yeah, definitely drawing is very exciting. It is, you know, it is just not about putting an idea on paper, like a poetry on paper. Here you have more fun as well, you know, while drawing, like, ooh, this is something, this is not a good shape. You cackle, giggle a lot, and then you again draw and you have fun with it by yourself, and I love it. Like, you shall definitely do it. Yeah, so far the 8 prompts are done and dusted. I'm looking forward to what's ahead and keep you guys posted. Thank you so much for joining me on this podcast today. Thank you, and yeah, love you guys, take care, bye, thanks for joining again, see you.